Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to English Unleashed. Let me ask you a question. Do you brush your teeth once a year for 5 hours? No, of course not. You brush them every day. Just a little, maybe 2 minutes. But you do it again and again and again. Learning English is the same. You don't need to study for 5 hours in one day. It's better to study a little bit every day. That's what consistent practice is all about. Let me explain. Consistent means you do something again and again, every day. Not only when you feel good, you do it often. You do it regularly. That is consistent. So, in today's episode, I will show you how this daily practice, how this consistent practice can completely change the way you speak. Are you ready? Let's begin. So, why is this consistent practice, this daily practice, important? Here is reason number one. Your brain learns from repetition. That means doing the same thing many times. When you hear a sentence many times, your brain remembers it. Second, practice makes it automatic. At first, speaking English is slow. You stop. You think. You translate. But if you practice every day, your mouth learns what to say. You speak faster, you feel more free, right? Third, you feel more confident. It means you believe in yourself. You're not afraid. You can try. When you practice English every day, your confidence grows step by step. So, let's remember, a little every day is better than a lot once a month, okay? This is the power of consistent practice. And this is how you start to transform your English, to change your English, okay? Not in one big day, but in small steps every single day. Okay. So, as I have said in previous episodes, even 10 to 15 minutes a day can help you grow. But you may ask, okay, Tom, what should I do in those 15 minutes? Let me give you 5 simple things. You can choose one, or you can do more if you want. First, listen to English. That's really important. You can listen to one short podcast or audio. Choose something for English learners. It can be a story, a short talk, or a daily conversation. You don't need to understand everything. Just listen and try to catch some words. You can listen while walking, cleaning, or making tea. Here is the second thing you can do. Shadow a short sentence. Shadowing means you listen to one sentence and say it at the same time. Like an echo, like a shadow, okay? You copy the speaker. We have several episodes in this channel for shadowing practice. This helps you with speaking, pronunciation, and rhythm. You learn how native speakers talk. start with short sentences. For example, I'm going to the shop. Now, say it with me. I'm going to the shop. Okay, great. So, you say it with the speaker again and again, and soon it will feel easy to say. Okay, here is the third thing you can do. Read a short story or news article. Choose something simple. It can be one short story or one short news piece. Read slowly, okay? If you see a new word, try to guess the meaning. If it's difficult, look it up in a dictionary, okay? But don't stop too much. Try to enjoy the reading. Reading helps you see new words and sentence patterns. Here is the fourth thing you can do. Write one paragraph in English. You don't need to write a lot. Just 3 to 5 sentences is enough. Write about your day. What did I do today? Or write your plans. What will I do tomorrow? This helps you practice grammar and vocabulary. And it helps you express your thoughts in English. For example, today I went to the park. I saw my friend. We had coffee. It was sunny. All right, here is the final thing you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Talk to yourself out loud. Yeah, talk to yourself in English. You can do this at home. No one needs to hear you. Just speak out loud about what you are doing. For example, I'm making breakfast. I'm putting on my shoes. I'm going to work. This helps you think in English, okay? It helps you feel more comfortable speaking. Okay, so you practice English today. You listen to a podcast. You read a short story. You write 5 sentences. And then what happens? Do you suddenly speak English like a native speaker? No. But something small does happen. Let's break it down. After one day of practice, you feel happy. You feel like, yeah, I did something today. Maybe you learn one new word. Maybe you understand one short sentence better. It's small, but it's real. So, for example, you listen to someone say, how's it going? Now you remember it means, how are you? Just one small step, but it's a step forward. After 1 week of practice, you have gone 7 days in a row, okay? Every day you listened, you read, you wrote, you spoke. Your brain starts to feel more comfortable with English. You remember more. You stop translating every word in your head, gradually, step by step. You start to guess meanings, and you are often correct. Sometimes you're wrong, but that's okay. For example, you see the sentence, I'm heading to the store. You didn't learn this before, but you understand from context. Ah, it means I'm going to the store, and this is real progress. Now, after 1 month of practice, your brain is used to English. It feels familiar. You know more words. You say things a little bit faster. You don't need to look at the dictionary all the time, okay? That's real learning. Of course, you feel shy in the beginning. You're afraid to make mistakes. But every time you speak a little, write a little, you feel stronger. You start to say, I can do this. I am learning. I'm not perfect, but I'm improving. And that's real confidence. It doesn't come in one day. It grows slowly, like a plant, but it grows. So, let me help you with some simple tips. These ideas can help you stay on track. They will make daily practice easy. First, use a calendar or checklist. Make a simple chart or table. Write the days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then, write what you did. I listened to a podcast. I read a story. I shadowed a sentence. When you see your progress, you feel proud and you want to keep going. Second, set a timer for 10 or 15 minutes. Sometimes we think, I have no time today. Yeah, that's right, but you do have 10 minutes, don't you? Set a timer on your phone. Tell yourself, I will practice for just 10 minutes. That's all. When the timer ends, you can stop. Or maybe you feel good and want to do more. Third, pick the same time every day. Try to make English part of your daily routine. Choose a time that works for you. Some people practice in the morning. Some people practice at night. Some do it on the train or while walking. If you do it at the same time each day, it becomes like a habit, like brushing your teeth. And here is the final point, which is really important. Make practice easy and fun, okay? Choose things you like. Don't force yourself to read boring things. If you enjoy cooking, read a recipe in English. If you like travel, watch a short travel video. If you love music, try singing a song in English. Also, keep your tools ready. Save a podcast, open a short story, and keep your notebook nearby. When everything is easy to find, it's easier to start. Okay, my friend, consistency is like planting a tree. You water it each day. You don't see big changes at first, but one day, you look up and it's grown. You've got this. Just keep going. Keep practicing and keep believing in yourself. I'm Tom, and this is English Unleashed. Bye for now.